Karma Yoga Path of Action. Karma means action, and Karma Yoga is the path of action, designed for persons in the active category. Action is inevitable as long as one is alive. Since every human being is constituted of vasanas, desires, once vasanas forcibly manifest themselves as thoughts, desires, and actions, a human is bound to act, but is free to choose the type of action he executes. Karma Yoga provides the course of right action leading one towards spiritual evolution. All creatures except human beings have a built-in program to conduct themselves in the nature of their particular species. Just as the carnivore and the herbivore merely display their distinct and different natures, only human beings have the choice of action. No other creature is faced with a dilemma of choice. Since humans are confronted with this problem, the path of action is laid down for their guidance to a better life, towards evolution. The physical body executes action, but the body cannot act on its own. It is either the mind or the intellect that propels the body to act. The mind is riddled with likes and dislikes. The intellect is that which reasons, judges, decides. In practical life, you either operate as per your mind's likes and dislikes, or let your intellect reason and decide the course of action. In which case, your intellect may approve and go along with what your mind chooses to do, or disapprove and decide a course of action opposed to your mind's fancy. The problem with the mind is that it has no direction or dimension. It can prove detrimental, even fatal to you. The mind entertains boundless desires. It can never be satiated. Hence, you cannot afford to let your actions be driven by the indiscriminate demands of the mind. Your intellect must maintain a constant vigilance over the mind's activity. That does not mean that you discard all that your mind likes and court what it dislikes. Your intellect only makes sure that you take to the right course of action regardless of the pressures exerted by your likes and dislikes. Your like and dislike, your attraction and aversion, attachment and revulsion for things, beings and actions turn out to be the greatest enemy working against you. Few realize their impact on one's life. If not governed by the intellect, they could lead you to destruction. People are unaware of the devastating nature of the mind. Worse still, they nurture and nourish their likes and dislikes, pamper them, and go through suffering and sorrow. The practical way to circumvent the impact of your likes and dislikes is to rise above them by pitching up an ideal in life. An ideal is a higher goal, a common cause that you choose to work for above your self-centered interest in life. Wherein your interest and attention is focused towards the higher values of life rather than your selfish ends. If you do not dedicate your life to an ideal, you will remain enslaved by your likes and dislikes. Hence, carefully study and reflect upon the importance of fixing an ideal in life, as high an ideal as you can reach within your capacity. Make sure you choose a realistic ideal and work towards it. When your intellect is fired with an ideal, Your mind's likes and dislikes slowly lose their persuasive influence. The ideal that you set for life could be relative or absolute. A relative ideal is that which is directed to the welfare of your community, your country, to humanity, or all living beings. The absolute ideal would be to realize the Supreme Self, attain the ultimate spiritual enlightenment. Karma Yoga, the path of action, envisages an ideal in life. One who follows this path, a Karma Yogi, dedicates his life's activities to the ideal he has set. His mind is focused on the noble cause for which he works, while the body is engaged in constant action. All along, his intellect ensures that the mind and body do not slip away from the path set for the purpose. When the mind and intellect are thus pursuing a selfless ideal, the body becomes energized to work. The more he works, the more energy it releases. And with greater energy, work turns out dynamic. The path of action further ensures that the energy gained is not dissipated through unproductive channels. There are three distinct ways through which energy drains away. One way is by the mind worrying about the past. The second is through its anxiety over the fruit of action. And the third, its excitement in the present action. However lofty the ideal be, your mind tends to slip into these channels. It loses its concentration on the present action. Your intellect must exercise its strength to hold the mind on to the action whenever it strays away. You must learn to clip the past, clip the future, and plunge into the present activity. Then your action becomes perfect, be it in the material or spiritual field. With the pursuit of the appropriate yogas, the mind is freed from the bulk of desires. You develop a sense of dispassion, a feeling of renunciation. Your mind withdraws from its involvement in the affairs of the world, which is indicated as uparati, withdrawal. When uparati sets in, you develop mental concentration, dharana. With sustained abstraction from the world and concentration upon the higher, you enter the last stage of meditation, dhyana. And in deep meditation, the single-pointed thought ultimately dissolves in absolute silence. In that silence, you attain samadhi, spiritual enlightenment.